need to talk to you. Don't look surprised. You should have known that I was going to show up. Oh, you don't know how I knew where you lived? Let's see, you're my husband's best friend. You don't think I know where you live? You don't think I can look through his contacts and find your address? Give me a break. Yeah, my husband. You remember him, right? He's the guy you were shooting your fucking mouth off to the other night. Oh, man. The tears and the whining and the moaning and the groaning. Oh, and I'm a freak? Those were your words, buddy. I'm a freak. A freak. Really? Why, because I fucked you like you've never been fucked before? It's not my fault you haven't had a woman like me before. Maybe that's your game. You need to up your game a little bit, don't you think? Yeah, you were very damn lucky to get me. And you were so curious as to why he doesn't know that I'm a freak? I don't fuck him like that. He doesn't get my best because he doesn't give me his best. Or if that is his best, that's pretty fucking pathetic. You were lucky enough to get my best. Because I thought you were giving me yours. Now I'm beginning to wonder. You don't seem to have been able to handle it. It doesn't seem like you were able to process the pussy that you got laid on you that night. No, you were all wowed and mind blown and all this bullshit, and I had to hear that from him. You think you're something special? You think that's why I chose to be with you, because you're my husband's best friend and I wanted to make him feel bad? So fucking what? That was just a side benefit. That was just a bonus. I saw something I wanted and I took it. You were just lucky enough to be the thing I wanted. I'd already decided that I wanted to fuck you. See, when I found you online and I read your profile and I realized that you were his best friend, I didn't give a shit. I didn't think twice about it. You looked like you might be worth my time. And you played it really fucking cool. You acted like you were perfectly fine with what went on that night. You were ready for us to meet again. Yeah, we were going to go to another hotel and we were going to have a good time. And friends with benefits. Fuck buddies, right? And that could have been the deal you got. But no, you can't just get fucked and shut the hell up about it. You've got to go run your mouth. And now I've got problems. You have screwed up my happy home. What? A blonde. He was fucking a blonde. He cheated on me. You know what? If he can get a hot blonde to fuck him, more power to him. Better her than me. Huh. Now, see, that's the thing. You're not the first, and you won't be the last that I fuck with. Like I said, I see something I want, I take it. And I just happen to want to get fucked. Right. No, he doesn't do the job. He doesn't get it done. There are other reasons that I'm married to him. Other reasons I stay with him. Sex, that's not the reason. And as I said, you, with your big fucking mouth, you have messed up my happy home. I want to know what you're going to do about it. Oh, you're going to talk to him? That's awfully nice of you. Why don't you talk to him? You already fucking talked to him. That's what got you into this mess. Oh yeah, you're the one that's in the mess. See, I told you you messed up my happy home, but I haven't told you how you messed up my happy home. See, what you did is you caused me to have to spend the last 2 days listening to him bitch about my activities. When I could have been out there getting laid by someone worthwhile, I had to fuck him because of you. Do you have any idea how freaking boring that was? I could have taken a nap and been more satisfied. Jesus. So, I haven't had an orgasm in 2 days. That's what you better fix, and I mean fix it fast. Don't look so surprised. Oh, wait a minute. You told him all these details. I've been hearing about the details. You said that I was the best lay you ever had? Then fucking lay me. And you better make it worth my while. I didn't drive over here for nothing. Yeah, you were good the other night. Now you better be better. Oh, what do I want you to do? simple. I want you to repeat your performance from the other night, but I want you to go above and beyond. The first thing you're going to do, well, see, I'm going to hike up my dress. I heard you liked that. I'm going to hike up my dress. Oh, look, no panties, just like the other night. I'm going to sit in your chair right here. And then I'm going to spread my beautiful, creamy, soft thighs just like this. You're going to put your face in my cunt, and you're not going to come up for air until I've had an orgasm, until I've had a cum worth driving over here for, until you have made me cum so fucking hard that I forget about the last 2 days where I've had to pacify that man. That is your job. That is your mission. And if you don't do it right, that will be your problem. Now get busy. See, I knew all along, all that time we were talking online, that there was something about you. And that was before I realized you had such a big fucking dick. Oh, yeah. Your tongue's not half bad. Oh. Oh, God. I'll give you this. You are definitely putting in the effort. Fuck me with your fingers, too. Oh, yeah. Suck my clit. You licked that pussy because it's the best pussy you've ever tasted. You have any idea how lucky you are? Huh? I could have come over here and told you that I wasn't gonna fuck you. But that dick was pretty damn good. I wanted to ride that tongue one more time, too. But hey, if you do a really good job and you get me off, maybe I'll suck your cock again. I hear that you think that I sucked like a vacuum cleaner, right? Yeah, vacuum cleaners don't have my kind of finesse. You just don't have anything to compare it to because you have never experienced a woman give you head like I can give head. It's not cocky, baby. It's confidence. Oh, you should understand. You've got some skills. I knew you were going to be worth the drive. Oh, you fucking make me go. Oh, God. Fucking grab your hair and just grind my pussy into your face. Oh, yeah. Oh. Keep fucking me. Keep tongue fucking me like that. Oh. Oh, yeah. Don't stop. Don't fucking slow down. Don't speed up. Just keep doing that and don't fucking stop. You make me come. Oh, you make me come. Make me come. Huh? Huh? That was a very good start for you making up for the 2 days of complete and utter mediocrity that I've been through. So, here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna fuck me. You're gonna give me that big, fat cock. You're gonna fuck me. You're gonna make me come a couple more times. And then, if you are very, very good, I might consider you worth going down on again. Oh yeah, best orgasm you've ever had in your life, remember? Was with my mouth. See, there's something you need to understand. Blondes can be a lot of fun. And brunettes, well, they can be really sweet. But if you truly want fireworks in your bed, you better fuck a redhead.